As the opioid death toll in Monroe County continues to climb, the fatality rate is accelerating fastest among seniors. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg has more on how the epidemic is affecting Monroe County residents age 50 and older.
John Lana lost his brother, Dave, to an opioid overdose this January.
We did a lot of things together. I miss him every single day. People don't understand that loss until it happens to them. Every day I shed a tear.
Dave was 61 when he died. His wife, Angela, says he struggled with drug addiction since he was a young teenager. Today, Angela hosts a grief group every other week for people who have lost a loved one to an overdose. She says it's a way to feel connected in the midst of pain.
We all lost somebody that we loved. We all feel each other's pain. We feel like a family. Even though we're not, we don't know each other, we do. We're a family.
Angela and Dave quickly learned that they're not alone. So many people have started coming to their meetings that they're moving out of the Irondequoit garage where they started and into a bigger space in a church nearby. And there's another way they're not alone. Their age group, 50 and older, is the fastest growing age group for opioid fatalities in Monroe County. In the last 3 years, the number of people over 50 who have died from overdoses has more than quadrupled, according to data from the medical examiner's office. Sabrina Sharp sees the humanity behind those statistics on a daily basis. She's a clinician at the Catholic Family Center, where she works with people addicted to opioids and other substances and helps them get sober, or at least use less. And she says Rochester's senior population makes up a sizable and growing portion of her clients. Sharp says she notices some things particular to her older clients. Often, it's harder to encourage them to start treatment for their addiction.
Specifically with the older generation, you know, family isn't always a motivating factor for recovery because, you know, mom and dad are deceased, siblings are deceased or not in good health either. Sometimes they have strained relationships with their kids. Maybe they don't have any kids.
Sharp says one of the most common ways her older clients end up addicted to opioids is by starting on prescription painkillers.
Recently, I saw a client for an evaluation. He was prescribed opiates by his doctor. I want to say it was like Vicodin. He did not perceive an issue because it was prescribed. His biggest concern was that he recently had started falling, and that was a red flag to him.
That patient is in recovery now and doing well, Sharp says, but he might not be out of the woods yet. Ann Olin manages the geriatric addiction program at Lifespan, which provides resources and support to seniors in the Rochester area. She says it's not unusual for older adults who are in long-term recovery to relapse after getting medical procedures done.
We're seeing older adults in particular who have had a past heroin issue, went through a methadone program and were successful in getting into recovery, later in life undergoing an operation and then prescribed an opiate or pain medication, and within short time resorting to heroin use because they can no longer get the pain medication.
John Lana says he narrowly avoided that. He's 64 now, and he says he, like his brother, has been battling addiction for decades.
I've had to be brought back a couple of times from overdoses. Being a jockey and training horses, it's a pretty wild life.
John says he's been clean almost 20 years, but a couple years ago, he had a close call.
I had open heart surgery, and of course, the first couple days, they break your chest right open. And I had morphine before I even knew it. I told them, I can't be taking anymore.
Olin says it's a story that's all too common. Older adults developing a dependence on legal pills and healthcare workers who don't realize that the elderly can get addicted too.
They're being prescribed most likely in the beginning by a doctor. But then when the doctor no longer prescribes it, then they're either getting it on the street, they may be getting it from their neighbors. The pills are very expensive, so when they run out of money, they are turning to using heroin, which is much cheaper.
And once they're hooked, Olin says, getting them into treatment is hard. Olin and Lifespan Vice President Paul Kakamis tag team on explaining this one.
The older adult population is thinking, you know, we don't air our dirty laundry. We don't talk about our problems. We deal with them here by ourselves.
They may be isolated. You know, they're not out in the world as much, perhaps, as younger people. They're not in school. They're not working if they're retired. Some friends and family may have passed on, so they don't have as large a network.
And again, there's so much stigma around addiction and and substance use, especially with the elderly population.
Despite the difficulties, Olin says it's especially important to get seniors help to curb their dependence. As their metabolism slows, the drugs stay in their bodies longer. As they grow older, their tolerance lessens. They're more prone to overdosing and less able to recover. Leaders at Lifespan and Catholic Family Center both say one of the most important things anyone can do is check in with their older family members. The symptoms of opioid misuse can look a lot like the symptoms of aging. The better you know your family, they say, the more likely it is you'll catch a problem early. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.